Just did a big segment on today's big women's basketball game between LSU and Iowa. You were asking if ABC may have considered airing it in prime time tonight. American Idol gets about 5 million viewers an episode. That's what it would be replacing.
Okay.
And Daddy had those numbers that one of the early round games for Iowa got about 6 million. So it'd be about the same. It'd probably be a lot more, actually, for tonight's matchup.
Tonight with LSU. And
so they would probably beat the Idol numbers.
And that was on ESPN, too, wasn't it? That second round, that wasn't... Or was
yeah,
it
that was... No, that was on one of the ESPN
okay.
channels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they... Could they get 10 million tonight if they put it on ABC? Maybe.
I just wonder if it was a thought or if they just, it's just too much red tape to cut through.
I guess the answer is if you and I are going to watch a women's basketball game tonight, they could probably get 10 million.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're just a very small sample there.
Decide.
Case study, but. Well, speaking of LSU and Iowa tonight and all the controversy surrounding the LSU coach, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is LSU women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey. Good morning, Coach.
Did you call me Kim Mulkey Robertson?
No, did not.
Because I ain't no Robertson no more, okay?
That's right.
Okay. I dropped him like a guy who snores in bed and accuses me of not fully grooming. I grew up in the 70s.
Listen,
we don't groom, okay?
We've never heard any of that. Coach, we just wanted to bring you on and say congrats.
Okay, well, just keep it on the up and up. I'm a tough old broad. I grew up in Tick Fall, Louisiana, in a trailer.
That's
right.
That trailer was made of broken glass and shattered dreams. You think I'm going to let you intimidate me?
No.
Good luck, doo-doo man.
Doo-doo man.
We don't want to intimidate you. We just want to talk about the matchup with Iowa tonight.
Yeah.
Look, I got thick skin, and I don't want to talk about this Washington Post article, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, we didn't bring it up.
No, you brought it up by avoiding it. I know what you do. I know your tricks as journalists, okay?
Okay.
Now, look, you can print whatever y'all want about me. Okay?
Okay. Well,
but you leave my kids alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's fair.
And also, don't print whatever you want about me.
Well, we don't print anything. We have a talk show.
I'm tired of you yellow journalist writing your fictions and publishing it without even getting my full approval ahead of time, okay?
Okay, well, and you didn't cooperate with the Washington...
Hey, doo-doo man.
What?
I'm 61 years old, okay? I'm in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
I was my high school valedictorian. Did you know that about me?
That doesn't surprise me, no.
Valedictorian in high school. What were you in high school?
I wasn't that.
You were the kid who doo-dooed in the urinal and blamed on the janitor. I know.
I didn't do that. Look, now, why are you attacking me? We're just trying to interview.
Because of you and your best little friend there, Kent Babb.
The Post reporter?
Who's that muck-raking fiction writer.
Okay, but he had a lot of facts in there, too.
Hey, listen. I'm talking.
All right.
Okay, you got me on here, and then you want to do all the talking.
All right, I'm sorry. You had the floor. Go ahead.
You and Kent Babb, y'all ought to be writing Moby Dick, not writing that Kim Mulkey is a basketball coach who's overcome some challenges, okay? I don't want to hear that.
Well, he wrote a lot of good things about it, but your success at Baylor and what you've done at LSU and...
Okay, you mentioned Baylor. I'm not there at Baylor anymore, okay? I'm focused on the game that we're playing now.
Okay.
Not Baylor.
Okay.
Now, I won titles there.
Yeah.
How many titles did you win at Baylor?
Zero.
One, probably.
I've never...
Guy most likely to get caught molesting a grackle, okay? That's you.
Grackle?
No, come on,
That's
I don't know.
You.
Why are you zero? You have something common with every other 840 person.
I want you to take your lies and your yarns and your fictions and your mask mandates and your 6-foot lesbian shooting guards And I want you to stick them where it smells like a barn and the sun don't shine, all right?
Okay. Okay, well, what about tonight's matchup with Iowa and Caitlin Clark? What about
okay,
that?
Okay, see, I know what you're doing there. You and Kent Babb are trying to print rumors right now.
How?
You just told me to ask about the game at hand.
See, that's what y'all are doing right now.
No,
you're trying to print rumors and lies about me and about my family.
No.
You've gone around and you've interviewed people trying to get dirt on me.
Nope.
But look, I learned a lot when I grew up in Tick Fall, Louisiana.
Yeah, we heard that.
I learned a lot. And one of the first lessons my stupid dad that I refused to talk to for the rest of my life taught me.
Okay, let's not get personal about him.
Was that Kent Babb is a fiction writer. You can't trust a word that he writes, and you, and because y'all are best friends and live in the same little one-bedroom apartment sharing a bed.
I've never heard of him until this week.
I know all about you.
No, you don't.
I know all about you.
All right, Coach.
And what you do? Yes, I'm fine. You don't ask me whether I'm fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, I just want to talk about the game. Can I please talk about the game?
We just
asked you about the game.
Look, I know what you're trying to do here.
Coach, it feels like we're going in circles.
You're trying to accuse me of focusing on something other than the game right now, and I don't appreciate it. Now, I've got to go and get this team ready to play a game that I don't even know who we're playing because I've been so busy worried about this Washington Post.
You know who you're playing.
All right, see you. That's supposed to be Kim Mulkey. I don't know.
Guess that went about as expected.
Very confrontational.